Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by sharing Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatsoever he does, he prospers. Praise God. David prayed in Psalm 3, and it was a morning prayer of trust in God. He said, O Lord, my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Some of you feel like that right now. You're going through those battles right now. There is no deliverance for him in God, they say. But what does David respond? But thou, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. Hallelujah. You're my glory, Lord, and you're the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. Praise God. Oh, my friend, it's not how you feel, but it's what God's word says. In order to grow in the Lord, more and more you must fall in love with the Lord and with his word, the veracity, the solidity of his word. It's a rock beneath our feet. It's the very will of God. It's the very plans and purposes of God. It's a guideline for our lives, a standard of righteousness. And if we will love the Lord, if we will love his word, if we'll meditate day and night, we will prosper and have good success. And you might say, well, I just don't feel anything. I don't feel like I feel just empty. I don't feel like I have anything in my heart. Well, it's not how you feel. If you simply believe it, if you'll take his word and stand on it, regardless of your emotions, regardless of how you feel, regardless of the circumstances, you have Jesus in your heart. And when God sees that you're going to stand your ground, he will move. And you will feel it. You know how fickle emotions can be, but God is the strength of our life, and he's our portion forever. He's a great and a wonderful God. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Just look at all that's contained in this very familiar verse of Scripture. The Lord says we will renew our strength. This is if we're waiting on him. And many times, having done all, we just have to stand. The battle might be raging around us. We need the full armor of God. We need the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need the shield of faith, which will quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Every arrow that the enemy would hurl at you will be quenched by, every fiery dart will be quenched by that shield of faith. And you will mount up with wings as eagles. An eagle, that beautiful, strong, solitary bird who flies in the high heights, whose eyesight is so sharp that he can see a rabbit half a mile away. And then we shall run and not be weary. Even the young men shall faint and fall, but these that wait upon the Lord shall not grow faint. They shall not be weary. Praise God. Let me share with you Psalm 84, the first 7 verses. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Praise God. God wants us to live a life in the Spirit. This is the victorious Christian way. This is the upward path. This is the way that leads to higher ground. You know, when you build a house, you have to put it on a solid foundation. Remember that what Jesus said about the parable about the house built on sand? Well, the storms came and the winds blew and it collapsed, and great was the ruin of that house. But you want to build your house on the solid rock, which is Christ. And you can't put new wine into old wineskins. We must be continually open to change. And by that, I mean, sometimes it's necessary for physical, circumstantial change in our environment, in our living and work situations. But most importantly, we must be open to change in terms of our person, in terms of the way we believe, in terms of the way we do things, because life should be a continual process of growth and improvement and greater joy, greater fruit of the Spirit, greater prosperity in every area of our soul, of our finances, of our circumstances, and of who we are in Christ. This is such an adventure, and I just want to encourage you that many times, I know with battles you can just get so weary and worn out, but there is a way of resting in God. There's a way of abiding in the Lord that no matter what comes. And you see, part of the secret is, and I've been learning this in recent years, that when the enemy does come in, when something bad happens, when there's some crisis or some accident or some, you know, something happens, how you respond is critically important. Instead of going down the tubes, instead of getting negative, instead of letting fear or anxiety or worry take a hold of you, run to the Lord in prayer. Run to see what His Word says. Stand on His Word. Declare His Word. Trust God to help, to intervene. And you'll be surprised how dramatically your life can change. You see, so often we get stuck in ruts, in old habit patterns of thinking. That's why our mind needs to be transformed. We must have completely a total and absolute belief in the authenticity of God's Word. And this is essential and foundational for you to live the life of the Spirit. When you're walking close to the Lord, and you just have to believe His Word. There's no such thing as walking close to the Lord and not believing His powerful Word. We need to know the wisdom of God. In Proverbs, we find that Jesus Christ and wisdom are one and the same. They're synonymous. In fact, where you see wisdom, you could actually put Jesus as you read that. Proverbs 1:20-23 says, wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. 1 Corinthians 1:24 states, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Praise God. Well, as we draw near the conclusion of the broadcast, I'd like to take just a few minutes to share with you a letter from a partner writing recently. And I don't very often offer cassette tapes on the broadcast. I do monthly in terms of the monthly partner letter. And I know that's sort of a media format that's going the way it belongs to the last century. But at this point, that's all that I can offer. But those, the anointing and the messages that we offer through Brother Glass, through myself, are timeless. They're the Word of God, and they're powerful. And this is an experience that a UCM partner had recently. She writes, "Pastor, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been listening to each tape 3 times for sure before going on. I thought I was doing this not to miss anything, but I think this is God's plan, not mine. By the 3rd time of listening, I have realized how much these tapes have been feeding me. It's as if I'm hearing you or Brother Glass for the first time. I don't know how to say what I feel inside. It's just that it's a new day in my spirit." I'll omit a couple of paragraphs, and she goes on to say, it's the blessing you leave behind that makes us smile, a little touch of heaven that comes with you, with your words, letters, preaching, tapes. God and heaven fills you, and then we can receive some of God and some of heaven as they go through you into us. I just picture myself plugging into a wall socket, and the light comes on. I'm guessing you are the wall socket that helps us to connect us. Thank you for being a power cord so many can get plugged in to God and heaven. Thank God the devil can't blow your fuse." Oh, bless her heart. She's very dear in the Lord, but the devil can't blow my fuse, only because of the Lord and because of your prayers for me, and I so thank you for them. Amen. But I do want to encourage you to request free of charge. I'm offering my current cassette tape to you, The God of All Comfort, which I preached a few years ago, and The Lord Is With You by Reverend Neil Glass. And just request tape cassettes, and I'll be happy to put those in the mail to you. And as you write, I just want you to know that as I receive your requests, they're prayerfully received, and I will wait on God and send back what He has for your edification and encouragement and exhortation. And UCM Prayer Partners, I just want to thank you so much for your prayers and your financial support. Because you care, we have carried on in this ministry for over 40 years, and the glory goes to Jesus. So thank you for doing what you can. If you're a new listener, you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, obey God. There's a blessing for you. The announcer will give our mailing address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.